God, we don't know where to begin. We are so, so humbled by what you did for us on the cross. And so thankful, God, that you would love us with an extravagant love that would reach out to us in the midst of our sin and do what had to be done so that we could know your forgiveness and your love, your steadfast love. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the agony of the cross. But thank you also, God, that there was victory in the cross. And help us, God, as Resurrection Sunday approaches, to fix our minds on the victory that you've won and how you've given so much to us, even in this life, the spiritual blessings that pour out of heaven and the inheritance, the fullness of our inheritance that waits for us in eternity. We pray, God, that we would have open hearts and open ears to hear what you have to say to us as we sing our final hymn this evening. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We invite you to stand with us, church, as we sing.
Christ on the road to Calvary. Beloved, it's good to gather with you. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for our glorious and great high priest who bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. And God, we thank you that by his wounds we are healed. And we thank you for this evening that we can gather together to reflect on this glorious reality. And I pray that if there's anyone here who does not know your son Jesus as their Lord and Savior, God, I pray that you would save them, that you would open their eyes to the truth of the gospel and his glorious finished work for them on the cross. And we thank you that the story does not end as we look to Sunday and celebrating his glorious resurrection. And we pray all of this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.